Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be with us, and we have you today, right? Because you're going to call in, and you're going to share about a family member that you admire. That's right, a family member, okay? We want to know, we want to build up families, we want to know what families are working well, and family members that they have heroes right in the family, and it could be somebody that is deceased, that's fine, but a family member, and we want you to tell us about them in a really short kind of story about them so we can get to know them better. I brought the prayer book out because we pray for the living and the deceased of Take Two. You don't have to be, Catholic to call in. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, to Jerry's voice, then you are part of the Take Two family. So welcome to the family. And we admire you, the Take Two family members. You, the audience of Take Two, you have been going strong for 10 plus years. You love what you hear on the radio. You look forward to it. We get the emails of the lunch bunch that has been with us from day one and those that are listening all around the world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you and we admire you. Now we want you to tell us about a family member you admire. Okay, and here's how you do it. It's super easy. And guess what? A special added treat today. Matt Gabinski's back on the phones. That's right. The one, the only Matt Gabinski, who is so great at answering the calls and you love to talk to him, will fill the phone lines and say, Matt, it's so good to hear your voice. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I just wanted to share, too, that I'm going to be speaking in mid-September at Yuma Catholic Radio. So those that are listening in Yuma, Arizona, I'm going to be coming there in a couple weeks. I'm so excited to hear that the big, big gala has sold out. That is awesome. That just made my day yesterday when I heard that. And I'm just so thrilled to be back in Yuma, Arizona. Beautiful place. And I love the people. I love the radio station. I can't wait to come there with my husband, Marty, and spend the evening at the wonderful event. And I know that the gala is going to just be just a smashing success. It's going to be amazing because it's sold out. So that means all of probably Yuma, Arizona is there for that great event. So I'll be there mid-September. Okay. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please tell us a family member that you admire. We would love to hear the story. It's got to be a short, kind of a Reader's Digest version, a short story about it. We'd love the details. And it's really important we build up families. Why? Because we know the demons are trying to tear down the family. We know that. Okay, and that is evident all around the world. So we need to build up families. So let's really share and praise God about the families members that we have in our lives that we really do look up to. They are heroes, and we do value their contribution to the family unit. You can also text us if you want to text the brief story to you. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your story, the family member that you admire, and just know that message and data rates may apply. You can always email us, take2@EWTN.com, or drop it in the chats. I would wave to you. I'm not on video today, and there's a reason for that. Marty and I have not had air conditioning for several days now. Our air conditioning, one of the air conditioning units blew out, and it's just been very, very hot here in Arizona in the home. And yeah, we're losing sleep and starting to not feel good. So they are fixing it today. And I just don't know how anybody lives in Arizona without air conditioning. I just don't know how they do it. There's a reason that we call it the desert. There's a reason. It's really tough. So I'm offering it up. But I wanted to be with the Take Two family members because this is an important topic. And I can tell by the phone lines lighting up. So Matt Gabinski is busy and he loves being busy on the phones. Saint of the day is Saint John Eudes today. And so we always recognize the saints along with the powerhouse team that we pray to right before we start every show. Michael McCall is on the controls. So hopefully you can hear me in a crystal clear manner. We've got Grace McKay on social media, doing a fine job retrieving all the comments there. So we just need to hear from you. Tell us about a family member you admire. Real quickly, I just wanted to share, if you guys could check out Stand Tall, our outreach ministry, if you go to standtalltoday.com, just visit it. We have some interesting opportunities on the homepage, like Unfiltered. Adam and I are doing an Unfiltered webinar series. We're really excited about it. It's just to go deeper, things that we can't really talk about on radio in the 1 hour that we are allotted. So we wanted to do an Unfiltered series. So that's at standtalltoday.com. Plus, we're teaching a class. We're teaching a class on angels and demons. And so we would love for you to check that out. And you can actually pick up the link right there on the homepage. So just check it out. There's great things happening this fall, just opportunities for you and your family members to grow deeper in your spiritual life, in your faith life. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. Okay, almost full phone lines here. So that's exciting about you've got family members you want to highlight. I definitely want to say that my mom, Connie, who passed away 4 years ago, she was a mom of six of us. I'm the youngest of six. She was an amazing, I admired her so much. I still admire her so much. She was just an amazing woman, never asked for a lot, never really was even appreciated enough by the family members, but she's just was an incredible person. She was an incredible sister, a daughter, a mother, an aunt, you name it. She just was just an amazing woman, and she loved EWTN. She had EWTN television on all day long, my mother did, 24 hours a day. And anytime when Mother Angelica was traveling, she'd go to see her speak at different events. I mean, it was just, she just had a true, deep devotion to the work of EWTN. So yeah, my mom, Connie, I admire her. And, but I put her in the prayer book because she went home to meet the Lord, 4 years ago, August 4th, which is St. John Vianney, feast day. Okay. So one more, we do have one open phone line. Somebody dropped off. So that's for you. If you want to tell us a family member you admire, and here is the number 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Right on cue is Michael McCall. When we come back, I will welcome Jerry with us, and then we will go right to the phones, and you'll tell us the story of the person that you admire most. So please make sure you weigh in on this. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Okay, phones are ringing here on take two. That's great. You're going to tell us about the family members you admire most. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will get to the phones in just a moment. I just wanted to share with our wonderful take two family any new products that are out on EWTN, it is so important we highlight them so that you can make sure you bookmark them and pick them up for Christmas or for gifts or for yourself. So EWTN publishing The Eucharist, Heaven and Earth Unite by Father Robert J. Fox. Experience the power of Jesus's real presence among us. You'll see how Jesus is the very reflection of the Father and how God loves you intensely through his sacrifice on Calvary and his enduring presence in the Holy Mass. Gain insights on the Holy Eucharist Scripture, the faith, Eucharistic miracles, the Fatima apparitions, and so much more. Discover why Eucharistic adoration is crucial to growing in charity and union with our Lord. How the Holy Mass was celebrated in the early church period is in there as well. Eucharist, Heaven and Earth Unite by Father Robert J. Fox. Pre-order your copy today by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. And just remember, there's other items there as well, ready for Christmas. I mean, it's right around the corner. Hi, Jerry. I can hear you.
How you doing?
I'm great. Are you on video? Can you wave to everybody? Because the chats are going strong.
I can. Yes, absolutely. Hi, okay. Everybody. Good to see you. Good to be seen by you. I don't see you, but it's good to be seen by you. So,
well, we're talking about family and family members we admire most, and we would love to get to the phones. Are you ready?
I am ready. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to go to Pennsylvania first on Holy Spirit Radio. Warrington, Pennsylvania, that's where Vicki is. And Vicki's got the first person she admires in her family. Hi, Vicki. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Yes. My husband, Dennis Michael Laskowski, is my hero.
Aww.
We were married in 1975, and he wasn't a war hero, but he volunteered to go to Vietnam in 1967. He was only 17 years old. And they didn't send him to Vietnam, but he had a lot of obstacles after that when he came home. And we got married, and I had a baby, and then I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Now, he always attended Mass. He taught me so many things, so many different prayers to say. That's why he's my hero. And he was always searching for the truth, searching for a Latin Mass to attend to, searching for cures for cancer, because I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And we went all over looking, and he said, well, I'm still alive, and that was 1975 back then. So he has since passed on, but he is my hero, and I would like to have him prayed for and have prayers said for him, for his soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Do you have any questions?
Well, no, you've said a lot. You've introduced us to your late husband, and we're very sorry that he is not with you any longer, but you've just really given us an example of a true hero, Vicki. I mean, all of those who fight for the freedom of our country, men and women, are heroes, and in the case of your late husband, Dennis, you know, he actually chose to do that. He volunteered to do that, and so he really must have certainly felt very, very strongly about, his country and serving his country and so forth. I had a question. I caught the first name Dennis. Did you say Warren was his middle name?
No, Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I heard Warren, because that was my dad's middle name. And I thought, I don't know that many people who have that for a first or a last name. But anyway, Debbie, very inspiring story about her husband.
Dennis Michael. Yes, definitely. Vicki, I have him in the book for sure. We always pray for the living and the deceased. I put you in the book as well. And
thank you. Because disabled right now myself.
Okay, definitely.
I appreciate that.
But you know, Vicki, I just want to say thank you for being so, so supportive of marriage and honoring our spouses. I think that's important that we have shows like this, because there's so many things out there right now in the world and on secular media where it's tearing down people, you know, throwing away people, not appreciating people. And you just lifted up the memory of Dennis Michael, and I just think it's wonderful. And God bless you for doing that. And I just pray that all of heaven was listening today.
They were. I do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, God bless you. Thank you. I think you got the name Warren because she's Vicki's from Warrington, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's what it somehow popped into my head, and I thought, wow, that was my dad's middle name.
I know. It's so true. Yeah. When things or towns or cities or names pop into our head, it gets stuck, doesn't it? Yeah, totally. Thank you, Vicki. God bless you. Call us again, and we've got you in the prayer book. Prayers are already happening from the Take Two family because they're on it 24/7. I just want to say, Jerry, if our listeners want to call in, we're talking today, if you just tuned in, we're talking today about family members we admire. They don't have to be still with us, so living or deceased. We do have the prayer book out. So please call in. Think about a family member. We're going for family today, okay? Not friends, not relatives. I mean, relatives, yes. Not friends, not parishioners. We're going for family members. We're trying to build up the family today. 833-288-EWT. 833-288-3986. Jer?
All right, we're going to go to Catalina, Arizona. Regine is a first-time caller listening to us today. So happy to have you calling in on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Regine. Welcome.
Hi, just a minute. Let me get you off the speaker again so I can call in.
Okay.
The The one that I wanted to honor is my father, Regine Sr.
Okay.
And I wanted to honor him because I realized that after his death, that he loved me the best way he knew how to love me.
Mm-hmm.
While he wasn't the type of father that, you know, you play sports with, or he taught you how to go fishing, but he never stopped me from doing that. And it wasn't until after his death that I realized that he played the piano, and he also played it at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
So when I realized that he was that he played the piano that well to play enough at Carnegie Hall, that he wasn't allowed to do those things that I thought he should have done.
Yeah.
But he didn't stop us from doing it. And he never pushed us into music, even though many of us have gone that way.
Hmm. Regine, it sounds like you mentioned you discovered that, I believe you said, after your father passed away.
Correct.
So you didn't know that he had this amazing talent all the time that you were growing up as he was alive. Is that fair to
say?
That
is correct.
Yeah, wow.
That is correct.
Wow. So how did that make you feel when you discovered this? I mean, we often discover things about our loved ones after they have passed away, and this is actually a pretty remarkable discovery that you made about your father.
Well, it made me realize that I have to be more merciful to him and others as well.
That's beautiful. Mm. That's beautiful. Yeah. Can you, you know, you mentioned he didn't, you know, some of the things that he didn't do, but he didn't stop you from doing. But what can you like point to one thing right now and say, you know what, my father was great at doing, you mentioned the piano playing and so forth, but just as far as being a dad, you know, what would you say, point to one thing, good, great quality that he had?
He was present. He was present with the family. And so
okay.
He worked hard. He was military man, and he provided for his family the best way he knew how to.
Wow. You know, that's you know what? Those are some great words, some great compliments, Regine, that you have for your father. A lot of people can't say the same things that you just said about their dad. So God bless you, and we really appreciate you calling
yes.
in and being part of the program today. You're a first-time caller today, but never again. So make a note of calling us again, okay?
Right.
Will you, Regine?
I will do that and tell your host there the reason her AC propped the broke was because she's preparing for a trip to Yuma.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's so funny. And thank you. Where is Catalina, Arizona?
It is on the, I said just north of Tucson.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, that's right. That's right. Okay, very cool. So I'm not too far away from you. I'm about an hour away. Wow, that is so cool. I put your whole family in the book, but I agree with Jerry. Would you please call us back again? We would love to hear your stories.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, I shared earlier, Jerry, that I'm headed to Yuma Catholic Radio mid-September. You spoke there at one of the galas, and I was just told yesterday they sold out. So,
well, that's not surprising. Catholic Radio listeners are very, very supportive and very loyal to their stations and networks. So, and folks, always remember, you know, it's your financial donations and prayers are like the gas in the tank that gets your Catholic radio station and network and EWTN down the road. So be very, very generous. Regine, thanks again for the call.
Thank you, Regine.
We're going to get to Suzanne, but I want to give that phone number again. It's 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. This is kind of one of those, you know, softball questions. It's a home run for you. Easy to knock this one out of the park. Who is a family member, a relative or family member that you admire? Someone that you look at and you say, you know what, that is a fine gentleman. That is a fine lady. That is somebody I would love to really emulate, you know, model my life after. Who is someone who inspires you when you think about them? 833-288-3986. EWTN 833-288-3986.
Okay, we would love to hear from you about a family member that you really truly look up to, is a hero in the family. And it would be wonderful if we had some young folks that listen to Take Two call in and talk about maybe their parents, their grandparents. That would be wonderful. So we'd love for you. We have an open phone line for you, and Matt Kubinski is back, and he wants to answer the calls at 833-288-3986. That's the number. But Suzanne is waiting so patiently. She's in Abilene, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Hi. It's nice to talk to you again. I'll try to be brief because I do have the gift of gab. My oldest grandson, who is now 21, is my hero, and I have told him that. Right before his senior year in high school, off of routine blood work, it was discovered that his kidneys had died. He had stage 5 kidney disease.
Wow.
And here he is. He's just 17. He's never faced anything really serious in his whole life. And he had a fear of needles, too, which he quickly worked out of. And he did everything the doctors told him to do. And he did 3 years or so on dialysis. We were going to transplant centers to see, you know, to get him approved to be at their hospital in hopes of getting a transplant within 10 years. And his mother was looked into once and denied to be a donor for him. And they checked at a different transplant center, and they said, we should. I'm not going to take time to explain why. Her health was not hurt to be his donor. So in July 2024, he was able to get the transplant. It was a rocky first year. He was in the hospital for 10 days twice for the two different types of early rejection. And I told him, that's it. You striked out twice. No more. But he's doing great. He made the Dean's List last year in college. But I just, he's gone through a lot that I felt like most adults would not be able to handle. Mm-hmm. And most people that have to deal with their kidneys dying and they're going to need to go on dialysis are in their 60s or 70s. Yeah. And they're also very ill. And here he was, playing tennis, very healthy, never would even get a cold, and his kidneys stopped working. And so he is my hero. And I wanted to say one thing before I started, and I forgot. Debbie, we need to put Thomas Crapper up for sainthood. He invented the toilet. And there's a black gentleman whose name escapes me who invented air conditioning. He, too, needs to be put up for sainthood, in my humble opinion.
That's very true, Suzanne. I agree with you. Yeah, we got to make sure we can live with things and get through life. And so those people that invented those things that make our lives a little easier, absolutely, I say they go for sainthood. What do you say, Jerry?
I agree with you. Absolutely. Suzanne, real quick, we got a break coming up. But is this grandson, is he the child of a daughter of yours or a son of yours?
My son.
Okay. The reason I ask is because he sounds like an amazing young man, but they don't grow on trees. They come from parents and grandparents. So hats off to you, Suzanne, for how you raised your children. And now they obviously pass that on. And your grandson sounds like an amazing young man. Dean's List in college after all that he went through, that perseverance. And I'm sure the faith of all of you played a role in that as well. Suzanne, thank you for sharing and inspiring us today with that account of your grandson whom you admire in your family. That is what we're asking today on the program. Who is a family member you admire? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Thanks again, Suzanne, for the call. Appreciate it. We are so glad you're with us today for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. This is your show. It's your chance to shine, especially today. We want you to give a shout out to somebody whom you admire in your family. It could be a spouse, a child, a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, niece. You get the idea. 833-288-EWTN. Who has really inspired you in life? And when you look at them, it just puts a smile on your face when you think about what a great person they are. 833-288-3986. And speaking of shout out, I want to congratulate another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 20 years with us. Folks, it's amazing. It's a milestone. When a station reaches 1 year, that's a great milestone. And all the way up to 20 years for KQOV 98.5 FM. They serve Butte, Montana. And we want to congratulate Tom Downey and Brian DeShaw and everyone at Queen of Victory Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
That is wonderful. Beautiful. So many souls impacted. And that is incredible. I love Catholic radios going strong in so many areas of the country. Okay, we're going to get to Patricia next. But please, if you just take a moment and think about a family member that you really just wanted to shout to the world how beautiful they have been in your family, what impact they have made, how it's left a positive impression on you. Maybe they were the ones that introduced the faith to you. When you want to thank them, please call in. Don't hesitate. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I know it's kind of back to school week and people are busy with their kids, but maybe some of the kids are listening to Take Two right now and you want to talk about how you love your mom or dad who's driving you to school today. How about that? Patricia in Highland Park, Illinois, listening on Alexa. You're up next. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead.
I'll go right ahead. The person in my life that I admire so much and because she was so much fun was my mother. She was, her parents were from, they were Canadian French, and the whole family was very French, very Canadian, very musical. And my mother was very excitable lady, but she was so loving and giving. And she died in 1974, and I still miss her. And I love the way she was. And her name was Lucille Earle. And that's the person I really would like. In fact, I'd like to be like her, which I can't be. But anyway, I would have liked to have been like her. And thank you for this program. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aww. Thank you, Patricia. Yeah, it's very nice of you to make that comment.
Yeah. Are you a first-time caller to Take Two, Patricia?
No, I think I called when I first started listening to you, over a year ago.
Wow.
I listened to you on Alexa.
Right.
So it's easy for me. I just tell Alexa what to do, and sometimes she doesn't do it, but most of the time she does.
So, Patricia, don't feel bad. My Alexa, she's been in the closet locked up for many years now because she is so unruly. I cannot control her at all.
Well, sometimes they're kind of like children. But anyway, I enjoy your show. And I listen to it anytime I can. And usually it's almost every day if I'm not shopping or doing something.
Oh, wow.
But
it's
wonderful. It's wonderful to have EWTN, a mm-hmm. Catholic broadcasting station. Oh, yeah. I live in a suburb of Chicago in an apartment now. And I'm not able to get to church as much as I used to. And I love to have that Catholic connection. Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful. I even say the rosary with Father Grishel at 8:30 every night.
So do
so
I.
Anyway,
so
Debbie, I don't want to take up any more of your time. But,
oh, no.
When I heard what you were discussing today, I knew I had to say that about my mother.
Lucille.
She was a wonderful person.
Yep. We got her in the book. Lucille's in the book, and she'll always be there, Patricia.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sure she'll be happy if I ever get to heaven. Why, I'll wave to her and say, here I am, see?
Oh, what a great bond of love the two of you, I'm sure, shared while she was alive, and you still share that. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about our faith, Patricia and Deb, you both know, as mm-hmm. I'm sure very well. You know, what's the saying? You know, our loved ones are not gone, they're just gone ahead. And helping Jesus prepare our place, good Lord willing. Patricia, thank you. You're a dear soul. Will you call us again, please, sometime?
Sure. Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.
God bless you, too. Yeah, Debbie, maybe you can speak to this for a moment. The bond between a mother and a daughter, they always say that's really kind of, you know, just a really special connection that, you know, the mother-daughter bond is very special, one I've heard.
Well, absolutely. And the mother-son bond as well. But the mother-daughter bond, especially if as a daughter gets older and really does appreciate their mom, I mean, they can be super, super close. I mean, I was always talking to my mom, with my mom, wanting to go away on vacations with my mom, you know, just hanging out with my mom. I really enjoyed her company. And it's a beautiful thing when you see that mother-daughter relationship that is so, so tight and so strong. And yet, and let me just share this. And then I shouldn't say, and yet, when the mom then passes, it's really hard on that daughter because they miss them terribly. And so it's really a beautiful relationship, but also something that I think that if you don't have that relationship with your mom or dad, maybe now is the time to start to cultivate that, to nurture that, to begin those steps to get closer to your parents, because someday they will go home to meet the Lord. And, you know, you don't want any regrets. You really don't. I mean, both my parents are gone. Both your parents are gone, Jerry. And so we know that feeling of that hole in our hearts of not having our parents anymore. And we're the next ones up, right, to get ready to be called home to the Lord. So it's an interesting situation. But I think shows like this can help people just reevaluate and look at their own lives and their family members and maybe start to build those relationships today. That's what Jerry and I hope we can accomplish with this brief broadcast. So Karen is up next, and Karen is in Texas on the EWTN app, Jerry. Hi, Karen. Welcome.
Hi. I have two grandchildren, my first one and my last one that I want to tell you about.
Okay.
Lauren is my first grandchild. She's a pediatric oncology nurse, and she's been doing it now, not many years, 3 years. She's a charge nurse now. All the doctors want her for their patients. She's absolutely great with it, and she's a humble person, and so is my grandson Gideon. At 17, he has his pilot's license. And he flies doctors and organs when someone dies. I forget what that's called.
Wow. And that's Gideon does that?
My grandson does that at 17. He has his pilot's license.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. And so you said Lauren and Gideon, I want to make sure I have them in the book correctly. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. You've got two grandchildren that are willing to help others in their most vulnerable times in emergency situations. This is amazing. So, and I go back to what Jerry just said. You know, Karen, it has to come from family members. So can you share with us, you know, what you imparted to the family or your children? Because your grandchildren are really, you know, continuing the legacy.
I didn't do anything that compares to that. Nothing, really. I just love them, and we were married. Jerry and I were married. I talked to you about that before, about Jerry, and he passed away.
Yes,
but
wow,
we had a good marriage and good children. But Gideon, he's still humble too. He probably has friends that doesn't even know he can fly a plane.
Amazing.
Karen, he's starting A&M this year. He's just starting A&M this week.
Wow. That's going to be a great experience for him, I'm sure. I just have to share. I'm very impressed that at 17 he's got his pilot's license, and I'm a little bit envious because I was taking flying lessons about 25 years ago, and work got so busy I just had to kind of stop doing that. It's still on my bucket list. I did solo fly a couple times as part of my lessons, but at 17 that is remarkable, and what he's using that for is just amazing. And then, you know, being Lauren being on the oncology wing, a pediatric oncology nurse. Boy, oh boy, that's a tough one. That's got to really tug at the heart a lot for her. So she has to be a very strong woman, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. With a big heart, loving
and
heart.
She's great at it. Like I said, the doc, and she wins all these Daisy Awards and that. And she also won the award, the best. Well, they did another award where everybody in that hospital that worked there voted for somebody, and she got that.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's a special person.
Okay, so Karen, you're proud of your family. We're proud of your family. So tell Lauren and Gideon, way to go. I mean, they are amazing. Yeah, definitely. Please tell them that we just are in awe of what they're doing. That is incredible. Wow. Oh, my goodness. We have some real heroes amongst us. This is amazing. Oh, yeah, and Lauren and Gideon could listen to the archive so they can hear their grandmother, you know, really shouting to the world how amazing they are. I love that. Jerry, real quickly, Suzanne in Abilene, Texas, if you're still listening, I have the prayer book out for this particular episode, and I just want to make sure I have your son's first name and your grandson in the proper order here. So, Suzanne, if you feel inclined to do so, just call back and let Matt Gabinski know your son and grandson's name. You were talking about your son with the stage 5 kidney issues, and so we want to make sure we get everybody's name in the books. So, okay.
All right, Karen, thank you so much. What an inspiring phone call. We appreciate that from Texas. Give them both our best, especially Gideon as he heads off to Texas A&M to be a college student. We will be praying for all of them and you and your entire family, Karen. Thank you so much. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Still some time to get you in, and you can share with the world who is someone that you admire in your family. Again, it's 833-288-3986. Jack has been holding patiently in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to us today on the EWTN app. Hi, Jack. Welcome.
Hey there. Thanks for having this program and taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was really excited. I just turned on the app when I saw what was happening. I wanted to make sure I shouted out my dad, who has since passed, but was really instrumental for me in bringing me back to the faith. He got on the boat before me, but we kind of grew up in the faith together, where he started taking it seriously, encouraged me to go to confession, and which radically changed my life, and being able to give my life over to our Lord, and then also, you know, meeting my wife through different apostolates, and now we have kids, and but all that wouldn't have happened without my dad giving me the encouragement when I was younger, my dad would be the first to admit that he wasn't a perfect man, but he was very faithful even through his own trials that he had. And the day that he passed away, it was an unexpected passing when we were getting everything around the next morning, and we were looking at the kitchen counter, and I think this summarized his faith and his life very well, was that he had his devotional books were laid out on the kitchen counter. He had the 33-day consecration book. He had the copy of Maximilian Kolbe's Will to Love. Mm. And then he had his leftover vodka drink from the night before, all sitting there right in a row for him. all that to say is that he was a great man, a great dad, and really was instrumental in bringing me back to the faith, which I have an immense amount of gratitude and grace for. So I wanted to make sure to shout him out. His name was Jim.
Jim. Oh, okay. We were betting that his name was Jack too.
My grandpa was Jack.
Oh, your grandpa. Oh, okay.
I had
so
a feeling
you
feeling there was one in the lineage there.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Jim. So Jim, beautiful. What a testament to your dad. How beautiful. So I just have to, like, Jerry was asking about the mother-daughter bond. You've got this incredible father-son bond. When you, okay, obviously the faith, and you're thanking your dad for all of that. But what, when you think of your dad, if you just, if, like, honestly, if you're just like going along your day and you just think of your dad, what do you think about him, about his personality, something about him? I mean, I love that what you said, like the what you said, the vodka was still there. I mean, I think that's pretty funny, but what do you think about?
The man absolutely knew no strangers and could literally talk to anybody. It didn't matter economic status, didn't matter race, didn't matter. The guy could talk to anybody and could meet people with where they were at. And even when I was young, it took hold because he coached me in everything. Even if he didn't know anything about soccer, he coached me in soccer. And he made sure he was good at what he did, but he didn't try to climb any corporate ladders because it would take away from him being able to have a relationship with us and spend time with us. And even though he was a really capable guy, just wasn't what he wanted. And so I think, like, he was a relational man. Like, he just, and that meant a lot to anybody that met him, whether they met him at church or just met him, you know, at JFL practices, he was willing to talk to anybody.
Oh, I love that. I love when parents will go the extra mile for their kids. You know, like, they don't know really how to play soccer, but they'll do whatever it takes to make their kid be able to be exposed to soccer. I think that is so cool. That shows that your dad would do anything for you, Jack.
Yeah, he was. He really did. It was. I got brothers that he did the same thing for. Yeah, he was just a mountain of a man. Real great character, and like I said, when it came to the faith, he lived it. He was really tall. Here's something for you. He was big. He was 6'4", but he also loved being an altar server. So he was an altar server, just towering over the priest, holding the book for them. But
Your dad.
He loved being able to serve.
Yeah, there's your dad on the altar.
Yeah, there he is. That's there awesome. He is up there with the second grader, but he's towering over everybody. He didn't care.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Jack, as you're sharing all this, I mean, you're laughing. You know, you're smiling and you're laughing, and we just hear the joy that, you know, thinking about your dad, you know, brings to your mind and to your heart. And, you know, the way you've described him, he sounds like someone who wasn't like setting out every morning saying, I'm going to accomplish this, this, and this with my family. He just did it naturally, it sounds like, just matter-of-factly lived out that faith with joy, raised his family with great joy. Like you said, he didn't know any strangers. Everyone he ever met would be an immediate friend, you know, that type of man. And, you know, like father, like son, Jack, you sound like you've turned out a lot like him, it sounds like.
trying to, in some ways he can keep it, you know, he can keep some of them, the good ones I'll try to take, because he really did do a lot. And yeah, like I said, now being on the other side of it with little kids myself, and yeah, you just see parenting's not easy, and no one gives you a playbook to it, but to your point, he would always say, well, just at the end of the day, you just got to pray and take your vitamins, you know, that's sometimes that's all you can do.
That's true. Yeah. Do your very best and leave the other 100% to God, right?
That's it.
You know,
thanks for letting me talk about him, and thanks for the program.
Absolutely. And Jack, you sound like a great dad. I just want to say, you just crack me up, because I just said it a couple days ago on the show, that when you have a baby and you leave with that car seat and that baby from the hospital, you don't get a manual. There's nothing you get. It's like, is this it? Is anyone going to help me out here? And it's so interesting. And so you go into that heart mode, and you do whatever it takes for your children. And it sounds like your dad did that for you, and you're doing that for your kids. So more power to you, Jack. And I put your whole family in the book.
Much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
God bless, Jack.
Yeah. You don't realize that when you become a priest, Jerry, a lot of families are going to say to you, new moms and dads are going to say, what do we do now? We've got this newborn. What do we do now?
And then I'll look around at the grandparents in the parish and say, help.
Yes. That's a good idea. Bring the grandparents in. That's a great idea. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You know, EWTN has Podcast Central, and you're going to find at least one, probably many podcasts that will help you out. And Catholic Answers Live has been helping people since 1998, and they have a podcast with the host, Cy Kellett. He connects listeners to prominent leaders in the church, including scholars and nuns and priests and bishops and cardinals, and I'm sure a lot of lay people, and touches on every aspect of our lives as Catholics. And you can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/podcasts, plural, today.
So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up as we get to our next caller. Marella, hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. I just wanted to share this. Tomorrow's show is a very, very important show and something that's happening quite frequently, and people are really stressed out about it. And that is texting gone wrong. Now what? Have you ever sent a text by accident to maybe your employer, maybe your your spouse or a friend, and you're like, oh no, I can't take it back. Now what do I do? We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So I would very much suggest if this has ever happened to you, please call in and also listen in to make sure that you can prevent it from happening in the future. But Marella, you're next in Albany, New York on our on the iCatholic radio app. Welcome to Take Two. Marella, you're with us?
Yes.
Okay. Good. You go right ahead.
Hi, I am from New York, Albany, New York.
Yes.
I'm originally from Albania, and my heroes are both of my parents. They're both gone. And
tell us why they're your heroes. Go ahead.
Oh, everyday life. They're just, as the day goes by, they're thankful for everything. We grew up in communism. The communism was, gone. And when I was, 15 years old, all my life I remember them happy and the daily bread and the rosary in their hands. Every day thankful for what they had and raised us very well. I am very thankful.
Wonderful.
They're both my heroes.
Are you comfortable giving us their first names? You probably know Marella from listening to the show that we have the prayer book. Debbie's got her pen in her hand right now. So how can we pray for your parents by name? What were their first names?
My father's name is Luigi, L-U-I-G-J. My mother's name is Rosa, R-O-Z-A. And both of last name is Mattia, M-A-T-I-A.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So, go ahead,
Deb.
I was just going to say, when you think of your parents, my question would be, what comes to mind when you shared some of their characteristics and how they were just wonderful parents for you? But does anything from your culture come to mind? Like, I know when I think of my parents and I think of my grandparents, I'm constantly thinking of Italian food. Is there anything? Is there anything like that that we can get to know your parents better?
Oh, my parents are so much involved in my daily life. Anything I do is whatever, would they want me to do this? Would they want me to do that? They are so present because they are always so good of everything. Like, my mother grew up without a mother. Her mother passed away when she was 8. But she was a mother not only to 9 of us, but to the whole neighborhood. Giving, giving, all giving. And I'm kind of like her. I want to be like her. I'm not quiet, but I try. I remember anything I want to do is my mother used to do this, and if I'm pushing myself not to do it, I say, well, she did it, she had nothing, and she's doing it, why not me?
Wow.
And my father, he with the rosary in his hands when I sometimes I have trouble, not that I have trouble, lazy for praying, and so I got to remember who they are, my parents, what they always keeps me going.
Yeah. And did I hear you correctly?
When
I hear real quickly, did she have 9 kids? Did you say 9?
9 children. I'm the 9th one, and I tell everybody that I'm the 9th child from the same parents.
Praise God for that.
It's sad these days, because they're but think about it. In communism time in Albania, I lived all the way to age 15 growing up in communism. We're not allowed to the faith because it was atheist country.
So, well, Mirella, you are thankful for your parents, and we are thankful for them and so many of the other moms and dads and grandparents and those who suffered through those years of communism, and still their faith, you know, led them forward, you know, and to have large families and to impart virtue and holiness and prayer to their families, which it sounds like your parents did. God bless you, Mirella. We got that music playing. That means the show is coming to an end, but we are so thankful that you called in and we could end the show with your call. What a very inspiring call that was.
Thing to eat, you crack an egg without cooking and say, lift his head up and say, thank you, God, for this food. Thank you, God, for this day, for everything.
For everything.
For
everything.
Right. Yep.
And as Debbie said, we're going to talk about texting gone wrong. Now what? That is our topic tomorrow on the program. I want to thank our call screener, Matt, producer, Michael. Social media today was Ace. I am Jerry Escher along with Debbie Giorgiani. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, we want to wish you a most beautiful and blessed day. Please keep us in your prayers. You are always in ours, the Take-Two family. God bless.